Today's Baroque voyage is to a place that is now immensely popular with tourists from Europe seeking a break from their long dark winter, the Canary Islands. I was surprised to learn that the name of the Canary Islands does not come from the bird, but rather the bird has been named after the islands on which it is found. Way back in the first century, Pliny the Elder was referring to Canaria as islands with a vast number of large dogs. He could have been referring to the large monk seals known as sea dogs that were abundant on the shores of the islands, or that the inhabitants kept large dogs. The Spanish colonized the islands in the 15th century, and one century later, a dance style called the Canario became very popular all over Europe. Perhaps slaves from the Canaries brought this dance with them to Spain, or it could be that this dance was an imitation of what the Spanish saw the indigenous inhabitants of the islands dancing when they first arrived. Whatever the case, this is one of the very few instances where a dance from a culture outside of Europe became part of Renaissance repertoire. The first time it is described in detail is an Italian dance book of the 16th century, where it is described as follows: a strange and fantastic dance, including heel and foot tapping, high leg lifts, and scraping the foot back along the floor as though killing a spider. The dance is mentioned in Shakespeare's All's Well That Ends Well, Make You Dance the Canary, with sprightly fire and motion. The musical features of the Canarias are distinct, a highly syncopated rhythm and fast tempo, creating a sense of other and exoticism. Bach uses this in the seventh variation of his Goldberg Variations and in the jig from his second French suite. Also across in France, Lully used the Canarias in his opera Le Bourgeois Gentilhomme. But my absolute favourite Canarias was composed in 1674 by Gaspar Sanz, a Spanish priest and organist. It has something in common with Leonard Bernstein's song America from West Side Story, alternating between two in a bar and three in a bar. Sanz's Canarias is played here by the Ludovico Band with Tommy Anderson on the guitar. That was the Canarias by Caspar Sanz, played by the Ludovico Band, with Tommy Anderson on the guitar.